KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy, 77 degrees in Atlantic. A heat advisory will be in effect from noon today through 7 this evening for heat indices of 105 to 110 degrees across western and southwest Iowa. We look forward to be partly cloudy, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Well, property owners in the Atlantic Community School District will apparently get a break on the amount the district will ask for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Last March, you may recall, the school board approved a 10% increase per $1,000 taxable valuation for the certified budget based on 0% allowable growth. The rate was set at $14.41 per thousand. Well, during Monday night's meeting of the Atlantic School Board, however, Superintendent Mike Amstein said there is some good news.
The actual tax rate will be $14.25, which is going to be 16 cents less than what was certified.
The decrease is the result of action by the Iowa legislature and Governor Branstad, which approved setting per pupil student aid, also called allowable growth, in a 2-2-2 formula for the next 2 years. That's 2% added to the base, plus a one-time payment equal to 2% for next school year and a 4% increase in fiscal year 2015. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A former Harlan Community School District high school teacher has seen his teaching license permanently revoked. According to the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners, Lee G. Nelson voluntarily surrendered his license following a complaint filed against him. Nelson taught at the Harlan schools for 35 years, retired in 2002, but has then occasionally filled in roles at the school district. Recently, he was hired as a board by the school board as a mentor for the music program with a new band teacher for the high school, Chaz Neuwirth. Nelson resigned from that position in April. The Harlan Community School District has been told legally not to comment on the situation. Nelson had an opportunity to contest the allegations made in the complaint, but waived his rights. The Iowa Board of Educational Examiners accepted Nelson's resignation of his teaching license and permanently revoked it on June the 21st. A judge in Audubon County has sentenced an Iowa man to 25 years in prison for his role in a 2011 crash that claimed the life of a Hamlin teen. Judge James Richardson handed down the sentence late Monday morning against 57-year-old Kendall Ware of Lineville, despite a request from Ware's attorney for a new trial, because he said no reasonable jury could have determined, based on the evidence presented, that Ware was operating a motor vehicle while under the influence, that his being under the influence caused the death of 17-year-old Christopher George Crawley and seriously injured Jason Rattenborg of Audubon.
And we would ask for a new trial based on our belief that the fact that the court didn't submit our requested jury instruction on causation was error, and we would ask that the court grant the trial.
The judge rejected that request, and this past May, a jury found Ware guilty of vehicular homicide by OWI and serious injury by vehicle. Ware had faced up to 30 years in prison on the two combined felony charges and fines amounting to $7,500. But the judge ordered Ware to serve 25 years on the first charge and 5 years for the second, with the sentences to be served concurrently or at the same time. He also ordered Ware to pay $150,000 to Crawley's family and to pay Rattenborg's medical and personal loss costs. Ware's license was revoked for 6 years as well, and he'll be required to live at the Iowa Classification Center in Oakdale for the duration of his sentence. Ware was the driver of a pickup that collided with an SUV occupied by Crawley and Rattenborg. The accident happened during the late night hours of October 19, 2011, on Highway 71 north of Brayton. where his passenger, Mark Anthony Pearson of Leon, was also injured. Ware had a blood alcohol content of 0.205 following the crash, or more than 2.5 times the legal limit. During the months following an investigation into the crash, he fled the area. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and he was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals Service in North Dakota. In a statement to the family of the victims, Ware issued a tearful, choked-up apology and asked their forgiveness. He said he's lived with a nightmare of his actions ever since the crash happened. The mother of George Crawley issued a statement as well, saying that her life had been forever changed and the forgiveness was not something that would happen anytime soon.
It has been 1 year and 8 months, and I still find it hard to accept that my son is gone. He was going to go to college. He'd become a welder. George was a very loving and caring kid. He would do anything for anybody. You got to live your life to 50-plus years, and you took George's life at 17 years old. Therefore, I hope you get life in prison. We are to forgive and forget, and to be honest, I don't think I can ever forgive or forget what you have done to me, my family, and George's friends.
She also had been dealing with depression since the loss of her son, and Crawley's father showed a picture of his son to Ware. He said that Ware stole his son from him and the potential that he had to become a young man. Rattenborg's mother also spoke and said both she and Jason were devastated by the incident. She said that he wants the memory of that night to go away and wishes he could have died too with his best friend. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Eugene Keenan, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eugene Keenan will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gary D. Miller, age 74, of Indianola, died Sunday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Vera Stone, age 95, of Bayard, died Monday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Vera Stone will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. And Owen Langenfeld, age 86, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday in Erling. A massive Christian burial service for Owen Langenfeld will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.